Welcome to Cricket Only Better, episode 238. I'm Ed Hawkins. This is your IPL betting hub with another three games to preview. And thank the Lord, some sense has returned to the competition just in time for this man. It's Sam Collins.
Yes, indeed, Hawkins. The form book has held this week, and I'm sure you guys are delighted, although they say even a broken clock is right twice a day. Paul Krishnamurti of betting.betfair. You must be chuffed after Chennai struck back to down Kolkata Knight Riders.
Yeah, hi, Sam. I am on Chennai for a bit, but not my main bet. But very good to see them back to their almost perfect best at home today.
Lovely stuff. Richard Mann of sportinglife.com. I'm not insinuating your clock is broken, Richard. It seems to be working beautifully behind you. I gather that you returned profits from the best bets last week, a 3-1 winner, Delhi are hurtling towards the wooden spoon. Happy days.
Yeah, Delhi are looking delightfully poor. So that's all going to plan. Evening, Sam. Yeah, looking forward to the show.
Lovely stuff. Best bets are coming at the end of the show, but for which games? That's the question, which there is only one man with the answer, Edward Hawkins.
Rajasthan Royals versus Gujarat Titans on the Wednesday. Mumbai Indians versus RCB on the Thursday. And it's Lucknow Super Giants against those Delhi Capitals on Friday. We've got team news, pitch reports, strategies, trades, players to follow and to swerve. We've got the lot as usual.
That, Hawkins, sounds like cracking stuff. But we must check in first on the outright and get some views on what's happening on the standings. All subject to change, of course, but the Betfair Exchange IPL winner market currently looks like this. Royals are 4.4 favourites. Chennai Super Kings 5.6. Kolkata Knight Riders also 5.6. Mumbai and Lucknow both 8.6. Sunrisers Hyderabad 9s. Gujarat 34. Punjab are 38. Royal Challengers Bangalore are 48. And Delhi, in an ode to Richard Mann, are 200. Hawkins, what else have you spotted?
Well, I'm just sort of quite pleased it seems to be sort of separating the wheat from the chaff, really. I think I'm quite happy that Royals, Chennai and Lucknow are going to make the top four. Delhi, they're gone. Bangalore, the form book is holding beautifully with them, and we've been talking about it for weeks and weeks, and it's just going perfectly to plan with Bangalore. And I'm just very, very interested to see what Kolkata do now. I mean, it could be... They've got three games now coming up at Eden Gardens. They could take a massive leap into that top four and almost mean we're just all null and void for the rest of the tournament. So if they win all those three games, it's looking like we're done and dusted. So just waiting for the absolute run fest at Eden Gardens and both teams to score 220, 200, extravaganza.
Okay, Paul Krishnamurti, you talked up Lucknow Super Giants, still love saying that name, and Gujarat Titans as wrong prices on the outright. You were half right.
Yeah, I've got a nice position out of it because they were both such big prices. I bet them both for the same return combined about 11 to 1. And the plan is to get one of them laid back at maybe 5, 6 to 1. And Lucknow almost there, win the next game, I'll probably get that laid back. And you'll still have a big position on Gujarat running. I think that's really the way to play this outright market is to take positions, take the overreactions and hold on to a position for two or three games and just hope you can nick a little profit that way.
Danny Mann, Paul Krishnamurti. Right, Richard Mann, tell us, what is happening? What have you spotted before we go to the games?
Yeah, say every week, but it's still early days. But nevertheless, top bowler market, really interesting that the top wicket taker list is completely dominated by pacers. A top 21, because there's a couple of ties in there. Only three spinners so far in the top 21 wicket takers this season. Bonkers how pacers are just completely dominated. Mustafa Azhar is top with 9 wickets at the moment. He's still 14-1. I think that's a massive price when you consider his turns out for Chennai Super Kings, who are going to go very deep to get to the final. It'll be a home final. And Mustafa Azhar definitely suits bowling at home. with those cutters at the back end of the inning. So I thought he was really interesting at 14s, particularly when you consider that shorter price than him is Rashid Khan, who's way behind him in the wickets list. And look at this, Mustafa Seer's strike rate this year is 10, Rashid Khan's is 24, and yet Mustafa Seer is available at 2 points bigger. I think that's a market to play in. We've already got Mohit Sharma on side at 33s. He's up there as well. He joins third at the moment, but I think it's Pacers all the way. And there's definitely some value if you go that way.
Okay, right. We've got Rajasthan Royals. First game is Rajasthan Royals versus Gujarat Titans from Jaipur, Wednesday, 3 p.m. live on Sky Sports. Betfair Exchange, go Rajasthan Royals at 1.77, Gujarat at 2.22. The full Richie Hawkins, that is your invitation to get down and dirty for us, please.
Rajasthan, my lineup like this: Butler, Jaiswal, Samson, Parag, Jarrell, Hetmeyer, Ashwin, Bolt, Chahal, and Dubey are subs in and out. Avesh, and hoping that Sandeep comes back for the Royals to bowl at the death. Gujarat Titans, which is a mess. Gill, Sai Sudarsan, Williamson being subbed in or out for Mohit. Belur Sharath coming in to take in the gloves. He strikes at 117. Trying to find his way in the game, but I'll play a guy like that at number four. Shankar, Nalkandi, Tawatia, Rashid, Umesh Johnson, Noor Ahmed. Scores of 193, 184, and 183 in the first dig so far in Jaipur. They are trend busters. Previously seven in the last 12. Fixtures first in scored coming up in under 170. So not quite sure what to make of Jaipur pitch, but how it's going. Very, very sure about Gujarat with Williamson in the team. For me, if Williamson is picked, and I'm caveating that with every preview I do from now, and if he is playing, I'm betting the other team.
Okay, thank you, Hawkins. Now, look, one of my problems with the COB is it's all quite friendly, and I think that what we really need is some culture wars. So I'm just going to throw some sort of dastardly questioning out there and say, look, let's talk Gujarat. Hawkins, you laid them for top four on betting.betfair. Paul, you've always been quite keen. Who is right?
I think Ed will be right. I think we've got to say that it's been a truly disastrous week for Gujarat. Nevertheless, you've got to say it's still early in the competition. There's only 4 points. They've got 4 points. If they win this game, they're back in the hunt. They've got experience. And whilst on paper in this game, you would look and say Rajasthan look miles stronger. I'd note that there's a massive bias here to the chaser at Jaipur, 67%, 33. So this could be a game for an upset. And I wouldn't recommend dismissing Gujarat pre-match despite the obvious worries.
Richard Brown.
But they need Miller back, don't they, really? I mean, that front five, six, I mean, they need Khan in the team as well. I mean, they're not picking the best team. I mean, Williamson's a disaster. He's cost them that game against Punjab. You know, he didn't actually bat long enough in the last one, but they were nowhere in that chase against Lucknow. He'd have probably cost them if he'd batted longer. I just don't understand why they're playing a different type of format to everybody else.
Well, we know this. They don't listen to us, right? I mean, it's not the first
time. Why?
I know. They've got other options, though, as well. I would say, I mean, Omazai is a fantastic player, a good T20 player. And also Matthew Wade in that squad. So they could try something, and I think they've got the bowlers in play.
Far too friendly, guys. Next time I ask that question, click at least one personal insult. Right. Richard Mann, what nuggets have you got for us?
I like here Rajasthan Royals to have the highest opening partnership. It's only 8-11, but we've talked before about Trent Bolt. Brilliant record in the power play, exceptional record with his first over. And as I'd said, the Titans are in a bit of a mess of changing their opening partnership already. Whereas the Royals, the big form concern was Butler. Well, he's bounced back to form with a brilliant 100. No concerns over Jaiswal. He's a top performer. He'll come good. Start 8-11 was really solid here. Just want to touch upon what the guys were saying as well. Tyres need Miller back. When they lost Harvick to Mumbai, it meant there was even more pressure on that middle order and Miller. Now he's injured. Shankland looks dreadful, having had a really good season last year. So the middle order in particular is really threadbare. And so much pressure on Shubman and Gill up top now.
Paul, any nuggets from your end?
Well, just to note about the sixes and the runs at Jaipur. This is quite a consistent trend over the years. It's a big ground. You don't get many sixes. Only 2 out of 15 games, I think, have had 15 or more sixes, which is way below most grounds. You don't get many 200s, although it has got better. So that's only 2 out of 15. But also, we've seen in many of it, it's a really good batting pitch. So I think this is the perfect ground in the middle. I don't normally middle so much in T20. But if you can get 180 to 210 or 190 to 220 or anything in that middle, I think that's well worth trading and running.
Okay, lovely stuff. Hawkins, tops market, please.
Oh, yeah, Butler, Jaisal, Sampson winning at rates respectively of 37, 24 and 33%. That's the last three tournaments, including this one. Jaisal boosted with Sportsbook to 13-5. It's not enough on that win rate. But we know he's going to win at some stage, so not really sure what to do about that. But maybe we would want a bit more sugar, really. Butler 11-4. The value is Sampson 9-2 is Sportsbook. Chahal winning 40% of the time, should be favourite for top registered bowler. He's 100-30. And just a note on Nal Candy, batted at sixes last time at Gujarat. Sportsbook go hundreds. He's not a 100-1 chance on if he bats at six, but he probably is in terms of what he actually does with his averages and strike rates.
Richard, your picks for this one, please.
Yeah, I'm not overly strong on anything. I think Butler and both Sampson, if someone's got a strong view, I couldn't put anyone off at 11-4, 9-2 respectively. I looked at the middle order for Titans, thinking that Bolt could do some damage up top. But you look at Tawatia, who very rarely gets enough balls to bat, and Rashid Khan. They're not massive prices, actually. You know, you're sort of wanting 33s, Rashid Khan. You're not going to get it. So you probably want to sit out for me.
Okay. And Paul Krishnamurti.
Well, as you already said, Yuzvendra Chahal, 100-30. That's a massive price, given the wickets he's taken and his return. But also, because of the new rules for top bowler, where in tyres it goes to the lower economy, worth noting that his economy is 6.35. The next best in the Rajasthan side is 8.28. So that strikes me as a good bet to have in most games.
That's a brilliant point. And I've been watching this closely over the last couple of weeks. You want guys in the middle phase who aren't going for runs. The amount of markets that's been won in the last week or so on economy alone, well, not economy alone, but economy has been the deciding factor. It's crazy. Brilliant point, Paul. Something people really need to keep a close watch on.
Okay, lovely stuff. We are underway on the IPL betting hub. Do remember, please, that every game is previewed on betting.betfair with exchange strategies for each of them, courtesy of our friend in the green jumper over there, Edward Hawkins. Right, now, moving on, our second game is on Thursday. Mumbai Indians versus Royal Challengers Bangalore. The Wankhede is the venue. 3 p.m. is the time. Presumably on Sky Sports. Betfair Exchange go 1.73 Mumbai Indians versus 2.34 Royal Challengers Bangalore. And Hawkins has a load more information for us.
Mumbai expected to line up like this. Rohit, Ishan, Siyakama Yadav is back and fit and batting at number 3, and he's being subbed with Madwell, the bowler. Hardik, Tilak, David Shepherd, Nabi Chawla, Kutsia and Bumrah. Significant changes in personnel. I still don't think they've got their best team. I'd have Vishnu Vinod instead of Ishan. I'd get Nahal Wadhira in there as well. Wadhira's an elite player, elite hitter. RCB, the gift that keeps on giving. There he is at the top of the order, Kohli, costing his team every time they take to the field. It's lovely stuff. Duplessis, Maxwell, Green. Saraf Chahan, the youngster in there. That's a good move from RCB, striking 152. It's going to be subbed with Himanshu, maybe, the leggy. Patidar Karthik, Topley, Dagar, Siraj and Dial. That's your worst, one of the worst bowling attacks you can get. More than 200 have been busted in the first innings in 5 of the last 7. I'm going to point you towards both teams to score 200 at fives. These both bowling teams have been going absolutely all over the place, and it's a good track.
Oh, that's a very short price on Mumbai. Even a win against Delhi were expensive in the field.
I'm perfectly happy with it, actually. Like, whereas the guys were more into Rajasthan being the bankers of the week, I think, in the last game, more confident. I was dodgy. Here, I think this is a really solid favourite. Aussie would be terrible, first of all. They're just terrible. There's really nothing good to say. But secondly, that was a proper Mumbai side last time. That was the right team. They put that team out, and one edge got there. That can win the IPL, even after a bad start. And the key here, the critical person, is against Bumrah and its economy. But that game on Sunday, 439 runs in a game. He went at 5.5 and over, bowling, I think, the 12th, 14th, 16th, 18th. Right? That's incredible. Next best in the team was 8.5. So if you're going to lose, you know, 10, 15, 20 runs on the Bumrah overs alone, that's going to be very hard to win.
Okay. Richard Mann, the surge beginning now for Mumbai Indians. Royal Challengers at home, and then Punjab, CSK breaking up that run. Do they have a chance to get back into it?
Well, it'd be very Mumbai Indians, wouldn't it? Because they've done this so many times before, come back from the dead. I'm not completely convinced that. I mean, the bowling, I mean, Paul's right, and he called this out a few weeks ago as well about Bumrah at home in high-scoring matches isn't going to go for many runs. But still, to concede 200 against Delhi, I just think it's a poor effort, and I just wouldn't trust them. I couldn't get involved in the match odds. I think they're both pretty average sides, albeit Mumbai are probably the right favourites. I agree with Ed up top. I think it's a match for runs because Bumrah apart, I think it's two poor bowling attacks.
Okay. What happens, Paul?
High scoring game. Ed's now doing 5-1. Both teams' scores just completely wrong. You can also get 33s on both.
We lost Paul there for a bit.
Paul has gone into the vortex of.
Well, Paul's in the vortex. I'm really keen on a bit of a nugget, guys. If I can jump in his get grave. So Good Friday, when RCB played Kolkata Knight Riders, Cameron Green batted number 3, and I expect him to bat 3 again here, actually, because he played for Mumbai last year. He knows this ground well. Him and Kohli batting together, oh my grief, it was a complete car crash. Kohli, obviously, very alert, quick between the wickets, looking to keep the strike. And there was a really good thing on Twitter about how many times on the last ball of the over, he just looks to get one so he can keep the strike for the next over. And he was looking for to do that all the time, whereas Cameron Green, big, slow, laboured Australian, was just looking to whack it out of the park. The running was a shambles. I can't believe there wasn't a run out. And then Green batted number 5 in the last game of the weekend. He came in at the end because Maxwell was promoted to 3. They were only in for 2 overs together, and the very first ball, I can read it out from Cricket Info, run out and miss. Green ran through, Kohli didn't, was more than halfway down, but the throw from cover was powered into the grass. Now, if Green bats 3, and we assume we'll be batting with Kohli because Kohli hasn't been getting out, I think you've got to be betting run out next method of dismissal. You're looking at 25s, 30s, 3-1. I can't believe throughout the course of the season, Kohli going batting together, there won't be a run out. And he would sum up RCB's season as well. So definitely keep an eye on that one. Paul's back now to take it away.
Okay, so just want to carry on the runs. So we know this is a huge high-scoring grounds. Yet 200 plus, which would probably be even money, is only a 20% chance on the numbers. It's all about the late runs. And if we never seen a better example than Sunday, just listen to these numbers. So off the last 10, Mumbai got 129. Off the last 5, they got 96, which I think hit a 100-1 target. There wasn't exact money on there, but certainly, you know, Paul was like 35 runs behind after 5 overs left. And even Delhi hit 109 off the last 10, 61 off the last 5. We saw this time and time again in our season. Bet on overs at halfway as long as the team still got a chance of registering a score.
Can I just ask them, Paul? So 10 overs, is that when we make our move, regardless of the situation, just back extreme overs?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say, but the original plan was strategic timeout, right? Which is around the 9th or the 10th. So you could do then, but the 10th is a very good line. also, I mean, even later than that, maybe, you know, the last eight, par's going to be 11 and over, 10 and a half and over, 84 away. You know, they're going at like 15s comfortably here. We saw it in the World Cup as well, in that ESF.
Fuck yeah. Okay. Hawkins, tops.
Yeah, well, we're lining up Sir Connor. Yeah, the sports have gone 4-1. He's winning 32% of the time. It's just a question of how many points on we have, I think. Coley is winning 34% of the time. He's 2-2 on the sports book. We don't make the distinction between winning top bat market and him not being a good T20 player. Those two are very, very much linked. He's playing for himself. He's proving to be a very reliable bet on top Bangalore bat. Chahan, looking for a cheap runs by with him. Richard has put me off a little bit at Cameron Green's 5-1 top RCB bat. He's winning about 18-19% of the time, so he could be due, but maybe he's been sent in to run out Coley. I don't know.
Okay, right. Let's look. Players to follow or avoid, Richard Mann, just seeing your E17 decorations in the background. Very nice.
I just come back in with Ed there. I'm not against Cameron Green. And as I said earlier, I do think he could bat number three here against his all side at a grounding now as well. And 5-1 looks big because he might only have Coley to beat. Maxwell's not scored a run. Faf beginning to look his age. The rest of them can't bat, really, let's be honest. So fives could be big. You still back Cameron Green at fives, and if him and Coley are together, have a few quid on the run out at 25s, 33-1. I won't put anyone off there. I think Rhys Topley, what is he, 100-30 top RCB bowler. It's just a dreadful bowling attack, I mean. And I think Mumbai will suit him well anyway. Bit of bounce, good carry. And I don't see Faf going to Glenn Maxwell, who's been RCB's best bowler all season. He didn't bowl him at the weekend against the Royals, is plethora of right-handers, and I don't see him doing it here. So Rhys Topley just could be the safest bet in that market.
Yeah, just jumping in on Maxwell there. It's a major disappointment. We've criticised Coley, and we have great fun doing with it. He's winning 12% of the time in the last three tournaments now, which for a man of his ability is crap, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and for this franchise as well, they've not been using him as a finisher. He's had plenty of opportunity in the top four. It's not like he's only been like a Tawati, as we mentioned earlier, only gets 10, 15 balls to prove. Maxwell is getting the opportunity, and really he's not giving them a good return on investment at all.
Okay. Paul, same question to you.
So same as the last game, Jasprit Bumrah, top bowler, 11-4. Purely because of the economy. His economy for this season is 6.12. The next best in that team is 8.12. And the third best is 10th. At least one or two wickets in most games. That's going to get you in a tie most of the time.
Okay, thanks very much, Paul. Best bets for these games at the end of the show. So please stick around to see what's coming up Friday. So, close to our third game tonight, which is Lucknow Supergiants against Delhi Capitals. From Lucknow, Betfair Exchange early show has 1.77. Lucknow, Delhi are 2.28. Hawkins, do your worst.
Lucknow, De Kock, Rahul, Padakal, Stoinis, Sobdinarav, Siddharth, the spin bowler, Paran, Badoni, Krunal, Bishnoi, Naveen, Yash, Thakur, and of course, man of the moment, Mayank Jadhav. Delhi, Warnup, Shaw, Perel, Stubbs, Pant, Aksar, Lalit Yadav, Kushagara, and Khalil. That's your left-hand pacer, Khalil, being subbed in and out. Richardson is in this Delhi team at the moment. Nokia, who is doubling his economy rate in the last four overs from his previous IPL to this one. Goodness knows what's happened to him. Ishan, Delhi lineups all over the place. They don't know what their best team is. Mitchell Marsh has gone from it. Four times in eight matches and one T20 international. Before this season at this ground, they've been 13 scores under 140. Versus Gujarat, Lucknow's 163 was more than enough. It was nice to see the Lucknow service returning to something that we recognise.
Okay. Paul, look now reliably difficult to bat on, look now reliably difficult to bat on that surface, rather, typical of the surface, to be the best for the first game of the season and then to deteriorate. How do we play it? Innings, runs, sixes, something else we're missing?
Yeah, well, that's exactly my thoughts about the ground. It's exactly what happened last year. Scores came down very quickly. If it's a slow pitch, if we do think that, if the comments of the toss imply that, well, one under 160 wins more than 50% of the time, and it'll probably be 2-1 on. So that's probably a lay. I would note on the sixes as well, only 3 out of 13 games have seen 15 or more sixes. Again, the line's going off 14.5 most games, so that's an unders. But if we're going to bet on a match, which is safe, there's a massive test bias again here, 10-3 to the team batting first. So that might put people off backing Luknow for an obvious target.
Okay. Richard Mann, who wins this game? Or is this a stupid question?
No, I'm with Luknow. Paul's put me off a bit there with a statistic about the toss. I think they look a really good side and signed Matt Henry, haven't they? They probably won't even need him. They've got real depth now. Paul flagged them up weeks ago at a massive price, and if you've missed the boat like me, you're probably kicking yourself, but they look real contenders to me.
Okay. Does a slow surface help the Delhi bowlers, Paul?
No, I don't think it will. They're missing their best spinner, Caldy. So that's probably negative. Whereas Luknow got Bishnoi, Crewnell, the Govers in reserve, and it's their home pitch. I would just say, the toss bias is putting me off here. And also the fact that I don't think Delhi are as bad as perhaps their position is. Luknow look a very solid bet at the moment for wider targets. Now, Ed mentioned earlier he was very confident about them finishing top four. That's even money at the moment. That seems pretty good considering they were really on 6 points next two games of Delhi and KKR.
Okay. Thanks very much. Any nuggets, Paul?
No,
not particularly. Just top bats, believe me.
Richard?
Just not strong, just man of the match market. Stoinis, brilliant record last year, won it 3 times. Got a 50 at the weekend. I thought he was on track again, but he's going up 14s. I could definitely back him with one other, probably Mayank, who was looked a terrific prospect. I think Luknow win all the way here.
Okay, Hawkins to the tops, please.
Yeah, I was playing Crewnell 22-1 for the last game against Gujarat here. Didn't get any runs. Unfortunately, Sportsbook have cut into 40s. I do think this is a ground where you want to sort of be looking lower down that order. There's nothing really standing out apart from Jai Richardson, maybe at 50s, top Delhi bat, but then you're going up against Warner, who's winning 43% of the time. May well be boosted with Sportsbook after a blank last time. But when does Rahul turn up with a big effort? Interested to see. Can't be long now before he wins a man of the match, wins a game for Luknow.
Okay. Right. Players to follow or swerve?
So I like two players in the top Luknow bet. Mark Stoinis is 12-1. He's coming in at 4. And Rich said a couple of weeks ago he was coming in at 4, and he is indeed now playing well, Stoinis. It's well worth following. And also in the same market, Prerak Mankad is 12-1. Don't know that he'll play, but Paddy Howe's having a terrible season at 3. And he's the natural replacement. And he played very well at the end of last season.
Richard Mann.
Yeah, Stoinis, man of the match. May Yadav, man of the match. Both 14s. I'm going to back Narkir again, top Delhi bowler, 130 winner for us last week. I know he's going all around the park, but he is getting wickets, 3 and 2 from his last two games. Danger that he could lose it on runs conceded. But at the moment, I think he's probably still a bet in a very poor bowling attack.
Marvellous stuff, fellas. 3 games analysed for you. Now the question is, what are the best bets for those games? Richard Mann and Paul Krishnamurti have 5 points each, 5 units each, even. Richard Mann, you are permitted to go first after your 3-1 winner last time out.
I love it. Yes, I'm going to have a point on Mustafa Zia, top tournament bowler at 14-1. I'm going to have 2 points. Rajasthan Royals to have the highest opening partnership versus Gujarat Titans at 8-11. I'm going to have a point. Anrik Narkia, top Delhi Capitals bowler, 100-30 against Lucknow Super Giants. And in the same match, half a unit, Mayank Yadav, man of the match, 14s. And the last half a unit, Marcus Stoinis, man of the match, 14s, both against Delhi.
Lovely. Paul.
Okay, Rajasthan match, 1 point, Yuzvendra Chahal, top Rajasthan wicket taker, 100-30. The Mumbai match, 3/4 of a point, 5-1, both scored 200. 1/4 of a point, both to score 220, 33s. 1 point on Jasprit Bumrah, top Mumbai wicket taker. And then on the margin, 0.5 each, Mumbai to win by 41 to 50 runs or 5 wickets at 11 to 1, and 51 to 60 runs or 6 wickets at 14 to 1. And finally, a split 1 point, half unit each on top Lucknow batsmen, Prarad Mankad and Marcus Stoinis, both at 12 to 1.
Okay. Thank you very much. That is the end of the show. Please do not forget to check betting.betfair for every game covered during this IPL. Even Hawkins is turning in profits over there. One man winning machine, it says here. I have been Sam Collins. This lot have been Richard Mann, Paul Krishnamurti, and the aforementioned Edward Hawkins. This has been the IPL Betting Hub on the Cob for Betfair. See you next time and have a lovely, lovely week.